You're listening to Leaders Portfolio on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the chairman and CEO of Attain, Mr. Greg Baroni. Welcome, Greg, to Leaders Portfolio.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, Attain provides consulting and strategy for public sector clients, as well as nonprofit and higher education. And the areas you do it in are strategic, operational, healthcare, security, and application services. Explain kind of what you provide.
Okay. Well, we provide a range of management consulting services that really are designed to help clients, most of our clients at least, do things what I call better, faster, cheaper. I mean, it's either higher quality, it's either or it can be they need to do it less costly, or they got to, you know, they've got to somehow do it more fast. You know, it's faster, better, cheaper. And the range of services are either in the improvement, process improvement, quality improvement, program management, all the way ranging to technology or intellectual property types of solutions that capture that intellectual knowledge and then help them accelerate what they're doing.
And we're speaking with the chairman and CEO of Attain, Greg Baroni. You changed your name to Attain from ECLAT. Am I saying it right? I said ECLAT wrong.
Yeah,
right?
You know, that's, but you landed on the, you're a perfect straight person for me because that's the problem. It's spelled ECLAT, but phonetically, at least, you wouldn't pronounce it that way. So it was a French name, which stood for Brilliance of Success, and the correct pronunciation was ECLAT. But we had two issues with it predominantly. When we started to proof test it with our clients, the first reaction was, are you foreign-owned? And since our target audience is really the U.S. public sector, mostly the U.S. government, federal here in Washington and the state and local, the reaction was pretty negative. And so with the meaning, the pronunciation, and then to top it off, the straw that finally broke the camel's back was we had a trademark issue. And so we said, okay, let's just do a contest.
Three strikes and you're out.
That's right. we kind of said, okay, that's enough, and we moved on. We did a contest. Our employees came up with over 100 different names. And by the time we vetted them all, we narrowed the list and then voted, and Attain was the choice.
Good. Oh, did you vote for it?
I did.
You did? Oh, that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. Good. And you're a founding member of ECLAT?
What ECLAT.
ACLA.
Let's just say Attain now.
Okay. You're a founding member, and which is now Attain. What year was that?
That was in 2009. So right in the midst of the hurricane known as this bad economy, we landed on trying to do something new. So,
and so talk to me about that. So you had a plan to start this firm earlier, or you said, hey, this is a really bad economy. Let me launch something.
No, as usually happens, it was serendipity. So I had spent a career at KPMG, 20-plus years, had rose through the ranks, loved KPMG, and became one of its senior partners there. Moved on to Unisys, and in large part, the difference in the chapters was at KPMG, I was allowed the opportunity to grow a business, the people, the clients, the relationships over a long period of time. The challenge for me was, what do you do in connection with a turnaround? And so Unisys, that chapter was all about how do you take a group and catalyze its trajectory. And so for me, it was a wonderful experience, 7 years there. And I left there in October or the fall of 2008, took a little breather, and then said, what's the next chapter? And the next chapter I thought would be, let's see if we can do something from a platform. We'll start afresh, identify a platform meaning some base of business and a group of professionals that we could use to as a springboard to grow a business. Two things. One is it came home viscerally to me during that chapter how difficult it was, particularly in this storm of the century known as this current economy. And the second part of it was how, you know, it was what area would we focus on? And we said, geez, you know, an under what we thought, particularly given what this economy had just gone through, or this nation had gone through in connection with the economy, was its competitiveness around innovation. And so the focal point for us has been, let's see what we can do about creating a practical bridge for innovation, because that's this nation's competitive edge. And so you'll hear a lot of things about, well, the number one problem today is security. The number one problem today is health care. I challenge everybody here because our nation's competitive edge has always been innovation. And today, that's the edge, if you will, of sustainable competitive advantage that's under the most attack. And so that's why we thought a company that would be focused in on what we call the innovation superhighway would be critical.
And you said you have 100 employees?
We have 200 employees.
So in 1 year?
Yeah, zero to 200.
How did you do that?
Well, that's also an interesting story because when we founded the company, we were looking for a platform. In effect, contracts, client relationships, et cetera, that would serve as a springboard to growing a company. It's much more difficult to go from zero to platform than from platform to much more scale. And so having, like I said before, having grown a business from zero to a fairly substantial size at KPMG Consulting, we wanted to kind of avoid that, what I call early startup phase. And here's where serendipity came into play. Bearing Point, which, again, Bearing Point was formerly KPMG Consulting, was unfortunately going through a Chapter 11 process. And the evolution of that process took them into a position of selling their assets. Most of those assets, meaning clients, contracts, and people, went to Deloitte and PwC, the big consultancies. But they had, because they are accounting firms that do consulting work, they also had OCI issues, conflict of interest issues. And so those assets, if you will, had to be moved back into the Bearing Point estate for, in effect, to sell off to somebody else. And we, meaning Attain, entered that process, which it was an auction process, the outcome of which landed us in the winner's seat of acquiring those assets. It took us several months. We actually consummated that at the end of August. So if you think we founded the company in January, went through this process, it took us about 9 months.
So you had how many employees from January to August?
January to August, we had less than a handful.
And then all of a sudden in August, you have 200?
Correct.
Now, so that is a great, this is a great leadership discussion.
Yeah, thank
you. Because did you went, I mean, did you go from, I mean, were you working 19, 20-hour days the minute you had 200 employees?
We were more working those hours before. Because as we, now I'll say this to one of my co-founders as well as the a core group of folks that helped us get this company off the ground, John O'Neill, Ron Saluzzo, Tim Kelleher, and others that were just, they were there when in the early formation stages when we were trying to lay the platform, should we be successful in acquiring one. So all of the back office infrastructure and the lessons learned from running large organizations and companies, we brought to bear during that period of time. So we were working, as you said, 20-hour days to make that happen. Meanwhile, we are also doing things like laying the foundation for growing talent and the leadership principles, which we believe are critical to evolving talent.
Did the employees come with the auction?
Yes.
So you didn't, that's interesting too, because now you have to lead all these people you didn't hire.
Yes, that's correct. Now, I should point out that a number of those employees were former employees of mine when I was at KPMG, so they weren't seeing me for the first time.
Okay. So you knew it was worth the money.
Yeah, I knew it was worth the money. I was excited.
Now, so when you won this, at first were you almost like, crap, I won this?
The good news and the bad news at the same time? I think we clearly faced a challenge, right out the gates. But we were so excited. I mean, as you can imagine, in these economic times right now, getting financing was very difficult. We were up against the big companies and big partnerships as well. So we were, as you can imagine, a classic David and Goliath underdog. So for us, we were extremely delighted to be in a position of rejoining, as I call it, folks that I had previously worked with and frankly had the same genetic makeup. And then it was like we jumped onto a plane that was moving at 500 miles an hour, and so we had to immediately get on that train. In fact, even with Bearing Point only allowed us a 30-day transition period, so that we had to be on our own platform running at full speed within a month.
Was it did you make it, or
were
there some missteps?
Well, there's
some always.
There's always. I wish I could tell you it was a perfect story, but I would say we learned together. We learned through also the beauty of working with people that I love to work with is that we share the same set of core values. And one of them is what we call being bold. And that's it's kind of a duality that you have to have an honest mirror that can give you a sense of the reality you're facing, but never losing hope. You have to see that inevitably there will be delays, disappointments, discouragement, et cetera, but that you just have to have a steadfast, fierce conviction that you will be successful in the long run. And I think what I shared with those people in that moment in history will be never forgotten on me, and I think they will share it too. And even the people that were part of this transaction will share. They saw this journey unfolding, and in fact, we've had very little turnover because they believe in what we're trying to get done.
You have a bachelor's in economics at University of Southern California.
You almost said the wrong word.
and no MBA, and
no
now
MBA.
Running this company, right. So self-taught. What's your leadership philosophy?
Well, I think the leadership philosophy stems, I think, from the experiences, from my work life and even personal life. I always believe that in order to be successful, you've got to surround yourself with an extraordinarily talented team that shares a common conviction on what the purpose is. And so start with what Jim Collins calls level five leaders, those that have both a fierce professional will to get something done and a personal humility about them that knows that the success is really attributed to the team effort. So I start with talent, and then we drive everybody or fuel everybody with a set of seven core values, which I've kind of shared with you one of them. And then we move from there. I mean, we evolve a strategy, frankly, that fits our folks rather than develop a strategy and then hope our folks fit into it. It usually doesn't work like that.
I normally ask leaders about how the economic climate is affecting them. And it almost sounds like you answered that earlier, which mm-hmm. is that you were able to take advantage mm-hmm. of something that probably without this economic climate, you might not have been able to buy.
Correct.
So for you, it was a great thing.
Well, I would characterize it as usually when you have economic shifts like this, like we are experiencing, this is a tremendous opportunity. Rather, it's a classic glass half empty, glass mm-hmm. half full. And how you see the economy, from my vantage point, is that you look at it and say, what a tremendous opportunity. And that's the way those of us who founded this company shared that same conviction. This will be a great opportunity to seize some market advantage.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
I'm delighted. Thank you for the opportunity.
Greg Baroni, Chairman and CEO of Attain, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the leadership community directly, well, we're here to help. Consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We really appreciate our sponsors and your commitment to caring about leadership and providing that free to everyone from myself to leaders. I love to learn from these leaders. I hope you do too. I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ohlers, production team, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, Marwa, Allison, and Sonia. Thanks to the team, hair and makeup, Charisma White, theme by CSH Entertainment. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.